Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
The Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory says a lot about you. The MMPI, for short, reveals your moods and how you handle stress by asking you a series of true-false questions. It was published in 1943 by two University of Minnesota psychiatrists to help them diagnose patients better. The University of Minnesota Press publishes the test. Associate Director Beverly Kemmer says the test requires answers to 338 questions that relate to things like how you're feeling.
If you have trouble getting going because you feel down, are you often fatigued? And then more serious things like seeing things that are not there, hallucinations, things like that.
The MMPI is the most widely used test of its kind in the world. Kemmer says the test is administered in many settings outside the doctor's office, including in the courtroom and in employment decisions.
If one is hiring for a job that involves the public safety or high risk, you want to know that a person is basically stable. And so when you're hiring police officers, airline pilots, nuclear power plant operators, you would use a test like the MMPI.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.